First, though, like the rest of this sector, the Saskatchewan oil patch has been hit by falling oil prices. The price is rebounding a bit, but still a long way to go until we ramp up again and really get rolling. There may be some encouraging signs, though. On the corporate side of things, it looks like we're seeing some acquisitions and money flowing into the province, unlike our neighbors to the west. Well, why are we doing so well when our neighbors are not? To answer that question, we're joined by Alan Tambaso. He's the president of Sayre Energy Advisors. They specialize in oil patch mergers and acquisitions. Alan, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave.
So what's behind the interest in the Saskatchewan oil patch?
Well, I think there's historically been good interest in Saskatchewan because companies generally like to buy nice, light oil properties. The apparent renewed interest right now is likely because of probably the only thing that's really commercial to purchase right now would be light oil. Alberta has an abundance and a majority of natural gas in the province and heavy oil and oil sands, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Saskatchewan's main product, as far as oil and natural gas goes, is light oil.
So is that the bottom line? We've got the good stuff?
Correct. You just don't have as much as Alberta, but you've got the good stuff.
So what is this actually meant there in terms of dollars flowing in or growth? That obviously, you know, specific numbers will be hard to come by, but just in general terms, the investment that's being made in Alberta and investment being made here?
Well, investment in Alberta has been slow for the last 12 months or so, in part because confusion with the new government and new regulatory regime, and also sustained low natural gas prices. And again, you know, about 70% of Alberta's production is from natural gas, which kind of gets missed in the oil sands discussions that predominate. But we have a lot of natural gas here. So natural gas activity has been, as far as mergers and acquisitions, has been really kind of dampened with low prices sustained for quite some time. And with low oil prices, oil activity has been dampened. And as I mentioned earlier, the only product of choice recently has been light oil, and that's what Saskatchewan has.
Alan Tambaso is with us. He's president of Sayre Energy Advisors. They specialize in oil patch mergers and acquisitions. We're looking at increased activity or dollars flowing into the province of Saskatchewan in the oil sector as compared to Alberta. So we wanted to explore that just a little bit more on Main Street on News Talk 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Alan, is this going to help bring back our oil patch activity, our oil sector in this province? Is that price around 50, is that enough?
No, I don't think so. I think we need to see sustained higher prices. And again, it seems like there's more activity in Saskatchewan, but really I think the key point is just that a lot of the activity is focused on Saskatchewan, but it is dampened over what it has been historically. Stable prices are good, and we've seen a stable price in and around $50, a little bit less than that today.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely what needs to be seen is increased prices at a higher level, or stable prices at a higher level.
So it is one of those scenarios where we're all kind of sitting and playing the waiting game, you know, hoping those prices are going to rise back up and kind of kickstart that sector for us. But that could be 6 months. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. What happens in the meantime, in between time?
Well, in the meantime, you see deals like the disposition of some close to $1 billion worth of assets by PennWest recently, where they are paying down debt because they need to make some changes structurally in order for them to survive corporately. So they put a big package on the block, which was bought by Tyne for close to $1 billion. So you do see significant activity in the meantime. If you do get higher prices, you'll probably see, in some cases, companies holding off on their dispositions. In other cases, companies taking advantage of that to ramp up their dispositions. We always have a fairly active mergers and acquisitions market in Canada for oil and natural gas properties, and low prices are not good. Stable prices are good for that market, and increased prices are not necessarily great. It's increased and stable that would be the best.
Alan, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
You're very welcome, Dave. Have a great day.
Alan Tambaso is the president of Sayre Energy Advisors. They specialize in oil patch mergers and acquisitions. And just some news coming out about, yeah, okay, there is some money flowing in terms of that mergers and acquisitions thing. Whether or not it's going to translate short or medium term down to the ground level of the oil patch, that's the question. Bottom line really is the bottom line. You need higher prices, I would guess.